أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayat number 38 to 41, continuing with the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ibrahim alayhi salam also made this dua. Rabbana innaka ta'alamu ma nukhfi wa ma nu'alin. O Allah, certainly you have full knowledge. Ma nukhfa, what is within us, what we keep as secrets. Wa ma nu'alin, and what we expose, what is revealed. What is the actual meaning of this dua? Ulama have given different possibilities. One is this, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is now leaving from Makkah Mukarrama, and his wife Hajir asked him the question, Allahu amaraka ala hadha, did Allah ta'ala command you upon this, that you leave us here in Makkah, a barren city, no provisions, just a bag of dates and some water? Is that the command of Allah? So he replied, Naam. He said, yes. So Allah, you know what is this apparent conversation that has taken place. But at the same time, what is within our hearts, that pain of separation, that is also what you know. And in this manner, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam beseeched Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Also in these verses, he made dua for his progeny. So some ulama have stated that the outward words could have referred to progeny, but inwardly there was this desire of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that from his progeny a Nabi comes. But he did not make that known here in this dua of his. So one was the apparent words, and the other was what was the throb in the heart of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَمَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And there is nothing that is kept a secret upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the earth and in the skies. Now this dua that comes in the next verse, it is quite apparent that this dua was not made at that time when he left Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam in Makkah. This would have been at a later period of time when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was bestowed with Ismail, and together with that, thereafter, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam. According to the narrations, they vary, but to the maximum, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had gotten Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam at the age of 99, and at the age of 112, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam was born. And when he left Ismail alayhi salam in Makkah, obviously he was a little child, so this dua was at a later stage. Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahabali ala al-kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has bestowed upon me, who has granted me in old age, Ismail and Ishaq. Inna Rabbi lasami'u ad-du'a. Certainly my Rabb is the one that listens to the dua. In other words, my Rabb is the one that responds to the duas. What was that dua he made? Rabbi habli min as-salihin. O Allah, grant me a child from amongst the pious. Then Allah Ta'ala granted him Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, and some 13 years later, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam. Rabbi jalni muqim as-salah. Thereafter he made dua to Allah Ta'ala that, O Allah, make me a muqim as-salah, a person that establishes salah. A person that establishes salah would make reference to every aspect of salah, beginning from the taharat, the purity that one prepares for salah, right through till the performance of salah, from all the fara'id, right to all the sunnah and all the mustahabbat of salat. And this becomes quite necessary and important for us in this age and era, that whilst we found that our ancestors, we found that our predecessors had tried to do their best and the closest to the sunnah insofar as salah is concerned, today as an ummah we are losing it, or we lost it, that now we will do the bare minimum. We will keep up to the very bare minimum, and that is not submission to Allah Ta'ala. That is not how Allah wants us to stand in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is strange that we go to some function. It is strange that when we have to appear in court, then we will dress appropriately according to the occasion. But when we come to the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our dress also is haphazard. We are cutting corners insofar as the way we present ourselves to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We need to realize and understand, standing in salah is standing in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are now in a dialogue with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and let us try to do it in the best way, and the best way will be in the way our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done it, and in the way the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done it. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. But let us make this dua, Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salah, make me one that will really establish salah, how, the way you want it, O Allah. And then wa min dhurriyati, and from my offspring also, make them also ones that will establish salah. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua, and O Allah, you are the one that accepts dua. Rabbana ghfirli, O Allah, forgive me. Here again, a Nabi of Allah is seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, leaves a very great lesson for us, that they were sinless, they were masoom, they were saved. Allah Ta'ala had kept sins away from them and them away from sins, but they would make this dua because whatever they had presented in the courts of Allah, they had found it to be unable, and they found it to be incompetent to be accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wali walidayya, and O Allah, forgive my parents, that up to this time Ibrahim alayhi salam did not have the knowledge of how his father or his parents will leave this world. Walil mu'mineen, and O Allah, forgive the believers. Yawma yaqumul hisab, on the day the reckoning would begin. In other words, on that day is the day that all of us will want Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. And this is the dua that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had made in one narration. That person that makes dua for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the reward of it is the number of individuals in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.